This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 15th of May, 1957. The title of this lecture is Dummy Auditing Step 5, Hand Mimicry. This lecture is 12 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
And this is Dummy Auditing Step number 5. Which actually adds up the rest of them. But it adds a little bit of mechanicalness into it, which you possibly won't find in a regular session, because it requires a little bit of discipline of the preclear on his acknowledging the receipt of your auditing command. We ask him for a head bob, and we don't usually get that in an auditing session. Nevertheless, this puts together the parts of the communication formula as they are viewed from the auditor's standpoint. And the way this is done is very simple. The auditor sits in one chair, the preclear sits in another chair. The auditor makes a motion with his hand. The preclear nods as having received the motion and then makes the same motion, mirror image, at which time the auditor, whose hand is still up in the air, by the way, he has not dropped his hand, drops his hand and nods. The auditor doesn't give the command and then put his hand away in his pocket or something. The auditor gives the command with his hand and keeps his hand in the air until the preclear nods and repeats the motion with his hand, mirror image, at which time the auditor nods his assent that this cycle is over. Now, the emphaticness of the nod, the emphaticness, the intention of the command, and such are the points of study, and it's quite interesting. You'll find people doing this, and they look like a couple of little marionettes. Command, bob, answer, bob. Command, bob, answer, bob. Okay. Da-bop, da-bop, bop. It's all going off very, very well. Now listen. People who have the idea that only words communicate are rapidly disabused of this when they find out that emotion can communicate an intention as well as words. Do you know that you can raise your hand sufficiently, forcefully, and expressively only because you have enough intention behind it to make another human being raise his hand, mirror image, without being able to stop it? An instantaneous command factor? You know this can occur? And if you were good enough at intending a communication, if you were good enough at Dear Alice, Part A, this preclear would just sit across from you and his hands would rise and he would wonder what on earth he was doing. And that's why we put in his bob, so that he'll know he's doing it. That's why he nods when the auditor commands before the preclear repeats it. Because an auditor could get actually and factually so good at this that all he had to do was move his hand in a certain way and the body sitting directly across from him. Remember, it's a body being run by somebody would simply repeat the motion in a mirror image. It's quite interesting. Wouldn't have anything to do with the body sitting across from him being hypnotized or mesmerized or in report or anything else. It would just be the clarity of intention on the part of the auditor. Not the violence with which he throws his hand into the air, but he actually intends that other hand to rise while he raises his hand. If his intention is good, the other hand would have a hard time staying down. Do you see that? Now that is the essence of it. We are doing dummy auditing, step number 1, Dear Alice. We're doing Dear Alice in the intention in one unit of time. The preclear bobs, answers with the command, and then we finish the cycle of action. If he has, to our satisfaction, duplicated our hand motion. Otherwise, we give him a very sour, you know, not really sour, but we just give him a little nod. And this is dummy auditing step number 5, which actually adds up the rest of them. But it adds a little bit of mechanicalness into it, which you possibly won't find in a regular session, because it requires a little bit of discipline of the preclear on his acknowledging the receipt of your auditing command. We ask him for a head bob, and we don't usually get that in an auditing session. Nevertheless, this puts together the parts of the communication formula as they are viewed from the auditor's standpoint. And the way this is done is very simple. The auditor sits in one chair, the preclear sits in another chair. The auditor makes a motion with his hand. The preclear nods as having received the motion, and then makes the same motion, mirror image, at which time the auditor, whose hand is still up in the air, by the way, he has not dropped his hand, drops his hand and nods. The auditor doesn't give the command and then put his hand away in his pocket or something. The auditor gives the command with his hand and keeps his hand in the air until the preclear nods and repeats the motion with his hand, mirror image, at which time the auditor nods his assent that this cycle is over. Now, the emphaticness of the nod, the emphaticness, the intention of the command, and such are the points of study, and it's quite interesting. You'll find people doing this, and they look like a couple of little marionettes. Command, Bob, answer, Bob. Command, Bob, answer, Bob. Okay. Da-bop, da-bop, bop. It's all going off very, very well. Now listen. People who have the idea that only words communicate are rapidly disabused of this when they find out that emotion can communicate an intention as well as words. Do you know that you can raise your hand sufficiently, forcefully, and expressively only because you have enough intention behind it to make another human being raise his hand, mirror image, without being able to stop it? An instantaneous command factor? You know this can occur? And if you were good enough at intending a communication, if you were good enough at Dear Alice, Part A, this preclear would just sit across from you and his hands would rise and he would wonder what on earth he was doing. And that's why we put in his Bob, so that he'll know he's doing it. That's why he nods when the auditor commands before the preclear repeats it. Because an auditor could get actually and factually so good at this that all he had to do was move his hand in a certain way and the body sitting directly across from him. Remember, it's a body being run by somebody would simply repeat the motion in a mirror image. It's quite interesting. Wouldn't have anything to do with the body sitting across from him being hypnotized or mesmerized or in report or anything else. It would just be the clarity of intention on the part of the auditor. Not the violence with which he throws his hand into the air, but he actually intends that other hand to rise while he raises his hand. If his intention is good, the other hand would have a hard time staying down. Do you see that? Now that is the essence of it. We are doing dummy auditing, step number 1, Dear Alice. We're doing Dear Alice in the intention in one unit of time. The preclear bobs, answers with the command, and then we finish the cycle of action. If he has, to our satisfaction, duplicated our hand motion. Otherwise, we give him a very sour, you know, not really sour, but we just give him a little nod. We put our hand up in a fascist salute, and he bobbed, and he did a fascist wiggle-waggle, you know. We don't acknowledge that. He didn't complete the action, you see. He didn't duplicate it exactly. He didn't do exactly what we said with our hand. So we give him just a little halfway nod, you know, so on. And then next time, we do it again. Fascist salute, he bobs, he does the fascist wiggle-waggle, and we give him this little halfway nod. Well, you know. And we do a fascist salute, and he says, ah, I was in the war, and I hated Hitler so badly that I can't tolerate that motion, and that's just a terrible thing. And so on. So he does this fascist salute, and we give him a full nod. Only this time, we really acknowledge. You understand that? We really acknowledge. Now, we can thank him for being a good preakler simply by putting our hands together and shaking them. We don't put our hands together with the preakler's hands. We put our own hands together, you know, and give them a little shake. Compliment. The only extra motion tolerated there. But that assists the acknowledgement. All right, we do an Egyptian dancer's hand motion. Preakler nods. Doesn't do it. We give him a half nod. We do the motion again. He looks at it more carefully this time. He nods. He does do the Egyptian dancer's hand motion. We give him a full nod. And then we do a couple of circles. And he nods, and he does a couple of circles perfectly, and we nod, and we give him a little hand clasp in front of the body, you know. That's pretty good, clasping our own hands together. You got the idea. Now, that is demi-auditing 5, and that is a very interesting sequence. Does not matter how fast it is done. It only matters whether or not each part of it is handled as you have been taught to handle communication. And that's the important thing. You've been taught the parts of communication which are the most important. You've been taught on your step number 1 to originate an auditing command in 1 unit of time, taught in step number 2 to acknowledge the performance of an action or the answer of a preclear in such a way that it ends the cycle. You're taught in step number 3 to repeat an auditing command and still say it newly and freshly in each new moment of time. You are taught in 4 to handle originations on the part of the preclear, sudden statements that he might make or sudden things he might do. And in number 5, we put them more or less all together and follow it through, but this time without words, because words are the least important of all of our attainments. They do communicate meaning. But that's about the best that can be said for them, unless we intend the meaning to get across. They not only are sometimes in our road, but they are not going to make anybody well.